Okay, my favorite thing in the world is happening in this postgame, which is when other TRT hosts stop by. So Michael Schur is in for the postgame. Okay, and it's perfect because we're going to talk about being a dad. And Michael is a veteran dad. Owen is now 12.
12 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing. I feel like he was born yesterday.
I do too. It's crazy. Yes.
I'm more of a rookie. Pro is 6, Joy is 4. Mm-hmm. So my wife had to go away to Taiwan unexpectedly. And so I have the kids to myself for about a week. Okay. And myself, but not really with a nanny. Okay.
Right.
But yes and no. So one, I want to just not pretend that I'm not privileged. I am. Mm-hmm. I have assistance, right? Only the times that I can't be there, like right now. Like she has the kids right now, because what can I do? I'm on air, right? Friday night all the way through Monday morning, just me, okay? Mm-hmm. No helicoptering in, 3 nannies because, oh my God, dad's got the kids for 2 whole days, mm-hmm. right? And so I kind of loved it. I've done it a couple of times now when Wendy's away. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's harder, and I got to try to squeeze in Wolfpack calls while they're watching the iPad and stuff. Friday night I took him out to dinner, and then shower, books, yada yada. Saturday, Sunday, all day together, and then I took him to school this morning. But anyway, the main reason I brought it up is that there was a play date. Now I don't know the etiquette of play dates, so
you were hosting the play
date? I was hosting the play date.
How did this happen?
So because they had. One of the kids in Pro's class, he's in first grade, his mom reached out to Wendy and said he'd like to have a play date with Pro. And I was like, I guess that's the thing that happens.
That's the first play date?
It's not the first play date. Like, they've gotten together with a Turkish kid in his class because the parents know each other a little bit more through my dad or whatever, right? Josie, Ben's daughter, has come over. But and then Wendy's friends and her and the kids hang out all the time because they have all their friends in that
right.
group. But like a play date from school, unsolicited, asked, right? The other day, Pro got a call from one of his friends. It was his first call. I don't know when Owen got the first call. I'm like,
the friend called.
Friend called
how
Wendy's phone and said he wanted to talk to Pro. He's 6. Okay.
Yeah, that's early.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's early.
And the kid, all he wanted to say was, hey, Pro, I remember when you made that funny joke in kindergarten about somebody having a banana face. And the other day I was eating a banana and I looked at myself and thought, I have a banana face. And I laughed. I was like, this is like the greatest call that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Like somebody's calling my son, a buddy is calling my son, and just because he remembered a joke you made.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And Wendy was like, no, that's silly. That's not a thing he should be remembered for. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? No. Are you kidding me? I couldn't be more proud. Anyway, so but Michael, to your question, then it gets kicked over to me because I'm here and Wendy's
right,
not.
Right, right, right.
And they're like, and Wendy's like asked me, like, you want to host the play date? I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Right?
No, that it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Because first of all, it gives you time for the wolf pack call because the kids are.
That's right.
Yeah, they're
that's
doing
right.
their own thing. They don't need you as much.
Okay, but they kind of do. So as
yeah,
I found
of course
out,
they do.
As,
yeah.
as I found
as
out.
Much. I said as much.
Okay, so first off, in a play date, are you supposed to drop off and leave, or are you supposed to stay as the parent bringing the kid to the house?
You drop off and leave.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. That's really interesting.
Like,
yeah.
No, nothing against the parents, but I'm just thinking, like as you share this story, I think of myself in the situation, and I feel like one of the more cumbersome parts of being a parent is being forced to interact with other parents, right?
Yeah, it is, but you know, there are different things. But first of all, I was and continue to be pretty much a single dad, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm picking things up that people are doing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a little bit informational also to see, oh, this is how they do it at so-and-so's house and so-and-so's house. And this is, you know, because I'm just winging it. We all are, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have 5 parents in the house, you're winging it. But so I would pick things up. There are, at the beginning, I would linger thinking Owen would want me to linger. It was the last thing Owen wanted. Owen was like, goodbye. You
right.
know, go.
When did he start play dates?
Earlier than Pro. He started them in preschool.
Oh, okay.
So that would be like four, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
And the early days of the play date, which is such a thing right now, because what I was for a long time and sort of continued to be is kind of the air traffic controller of my son's life planning play dates. Because I still pick him up from school, and the first thing he says to me is not hi. Can I have a play date at Gordon's? Can I have a play date at Nick's?
Oh, wow. So yeah, it intensifies.
It intensifies, you know, and then they start making the plans on their own, but they do it in a vacuum, not realizing that, well, actually, we have to go to this lesson I want to hang out with you, right? You know,
yeah.
Gordon's a great kid, but dad wants to hang out with you for a little while.
Oh.
You know, so they start making on this. So it progresses. But yeah, those early ones I did linger for because you just, first of all, you're leaving your kid at someone's house, and even though you know them, it's just different. You know, it's new. But I also did it projecting onto Owen that he wanted me to stay there, but he just really wanted to hang out and be a big boy.
So I didn't know which way it was going to go. Mm-hmm. And so the mom comes by. I've never met her in my life, mm-hmm. right? We're in the same class, but she's never met. And by the way, Anna, to your question, sometimes you meet great people. Right?
Yeah, you
and
do.
So one of my neighbors, his daughter is in the same class as Pro, totally coincidental. It's not coincidental they're going to the same school, obviously, right. But it's coincidental. It's a big school, coincidental they're in the same first grade class. And she comes over all the time. On Friday, they didn't have school. This is a cute little side story. They didn't have school because it was Cesar Chavez Day. I'm like, so Pro, who's Cesar Chavez? He's like, he's the guy that you complain to if somebody's not being fair to you and not giving you the money you're supposed to get. And I was like,
wow,
that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not far from being right.
Right.
That's a good answer.
And I was so then both Pro and Joy, the 6-year-old and the 4-year-old, decided that Cesar Chavez is the guy you complain to if anything is not fair.
Right. So Pro got a bigger piece of cake.
You asked Cesar Chavez.
Joy is like,
well, that's
I'm
going to
call Joy's got to call Cesar Chavez because it's not fair.
Yeah, I need Cesar on this one.
But more on Anna's point about the parents.
Yeah.
What I find, it's you do meet good, of course, like in anything, you're going to meet some decent people. But there's this genre of parent whose entire life revolves then around the parents of their kids' friends. So there's this whole social, like, didn't these people know people before?
That's what I always wonder.
I do too. Yeah. That sounds like, you know, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and I think the answer is largely no.
Apparently it's no.
Yeah.
Then they end up traveling. And
just feel like when, not everyone, but for a lot of people, as soon as they have kids, everything in their previous non-child life kind of gets dropped. Mm-hmm. And then they evolve or adapt to everything that involves having a kid, which includes striking up cumbersome relationships with cumbersome people.
But that's interesting. I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, I think that's what happens. People, I don't think they decide to do it. Maybe some of them do, but
yeah, it just by default tends to happen.
Yeah,
that's what I think. It's just
kind
my
of
hypothesis.
Eases into that.
Yeah, I really think you're half right because mm-hmm. I totally hear your sister on the cumbersome relationships. Mm-hmm. But some of them are genuinely cool people, of course, right? And they probably think the same of us. Like half of them think we're okay, and
right.
half of them think, oh, cumbersome jank, here he comes again,
right?
And everybody's different. So Steve-O, for example, has 7 different groups of friends. Mm-hmm. There's like the high school friends. There's the kids' friends' friends. There's the TYT friends. There's the.
They're no different than the high school friends.
Well, a little bit, but a tiny bit different. And then there is his wife's ex-law firm's friends.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not kidding. There's like 7 different groups.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this is obviously the Skadden retreat. I'm like, Mona hasn't worked for Skadden in like 12 or maybe even 17 years.
Yeah.
Like, no. Skadden always invites us to the retreat and. Okay, and that's our Skadden friends, of course.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, oh, okay. So it's a matter of how you want to apportion your time.
Right.
I ain't got no time for Skadden friends. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
tough.
Yeah.
But there are benefits, Cenk. Hey, David, I'm stuck doing this. Can you grab Owen from school? You know?
Ooh, so that's great.
You need that. I mean, I need that especially.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then there's the sort of the fine line of, hey, can you grab Owen and keep him there for 4 hours and I'll pick him up after dinner? You know, mm-hmm. when you get to that comfort level, it's great,
yeah.
but you have to not over you know, overdo
that. Not overstep.
And then you also have to have his kid, who you may or may not like, over to your house for the same thing.
Yeah, so that was going to be another question in the etiquette. How long is a play date supposed to be?
Good question.
It depends. At six, it's depends. Owen likes them to go long because he likes them to...
Six years old. I thought you were going to say 6 hours, and I was going to shoot myself.
Oh, no. but there, you know, sometimes it depends when. The Friday play date with Owen, it always is accompanied by a, Dad, can I sleep here? Right? Can I have a sleepover?
Oh,
you know, because then that starts. Uh-huh. But no, I think that it's either the picking him up and having dinner with him or just after dinner.
I have a funny personal story to share about sleepovers. So growing up, there was no discussion about sleepovers. Like, the only discussion was, you're not allowed to sleep over anywhere, nowhere. You're not gonna do a sleepover, don't even ask me, no slumber parties, blah, blah, blah. Every once in a while, my parents would be cool with me having a friend stay with us. And so I had one best friend when I was like in middle school that I would always wanted to like stay over, and we were super close, we're buddies, right? And so my dad, who's very old school, had a theory that my best friend was lesbian and wanted to sleep with me. I'm in middle school, and I know.
What about the woman's?
No. These Americans, she's a lesbian. She's trying to.
Wow.
No, Dad, she's not a lesbian. Besides which, even if she was, who cares? But he thinks like there's always some sort of like underlying like agenda, you know?
That's
it was just
funny.
Hilarious.
What the great ending to the story, because I've heard it before, is it turns out she was a lesbian and they did sleep together. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that did not happen.
That would have been a better ending, but it didn't happen. No, it's an old school thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you an amazing thing that trick from Wendy in a second, too. There's a lot of fun things in this post game. But my dad, when I was going to college, his big sex speech to me, birds and bees or whatever, he's like, now remember, the American women, they are beautiful, it's good, I understand you want to have fun, but they are going to want to get pregnant and marry you. I'm like, Dad, ain't nobody trying to get pregnant from me. I wish, but that is not what's happening here. I think you misunderstood.
A father just sees their son in such a different way.
I think you misunderstood the facts on the ground here.
Oh my God.
But now your dad topped my dad. They are, of course, lesbian, trying to get into your pants, the American girls.
It's like this weird immigrant paranoia of, like, you know, the Americans, like they're you know, they're loose morals or whatever. Yeah. It's
right.
Hilarious.
So, but it does go to what I actually did. So for me, the sleepovers were 90% with other Turkish kids, because then the Turkish parents are happy. They want you to know the other Turkish kids because it is good. The Turkish kids are better. They will, you know, you should form good friendship for life. Okay. And some of them were great, and we were naturally friends anyway, and we were super happy to sleep over. Others, not friendship for life. But two guys who were my friends growing up from elementary school on were Dope and JT. Okay. And I did sleepovers at their house. My parents were a little nervous about it, and they were somewhat
about
justified.
Sleeping at Dope's house. I wouldn't want Owen sleeping over at Dope's house.
Well, you might not actually, because I probably used his real name before, but Dope obviously was his nickname. And I think I've told this story before. So his parents were really interesting cats. His dad was like a broker or something, We would play Trivial Pursuit, except it only lasted one round because either the dad or the mom would win in one turn. Go the whole board. They were amazing. Okay,
wow.
And ironically, their kid was Dope. But I'm like, why are we playing? I'm like 13, and they know every single answer.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird, but they made great iced tea. I remember Mrs. Dope made great iced tea and stuff. Anyway, but his dad one time Dope
sounds got, pretty dope.
Yeah, that was the iced tea was yes.
Yeah.
He got in a fight and his dad was watching from outside and he lost. Mm. It was right in front of the house, and I was going to intercede because they were both friends and I didn't want them fighting. And when Dope lost, I didn't want it to continue, right? And Dope didn't want it to continue. And the kid was 1 year younger than him.
Mm.
So it's like, it's a little embarrassing, whatever. And then he goes to his dad's in the doorway watching the whole thing. And he goes home like sulking. And his dad wouldn't let him in the house. He said, go back and fight him again. You're a loser. I was like, I was like, it was heartbreaking to watch.
God.
So the stay over at Dope's, little question. Dad alone, right? Uh-huh. But anyway, but they had good parts. I don't mean to, you know, malign them. They really, they were good to me. And so everybody's got its ups and downs, and it was a different era.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But the reason why my parents were overall right was I couldn't wait to go to their house because Dope and JT had HBO. We'd stay up all night trying to see tits.
Right. See, in New York, we had cable access. We had Channel J. So you'd have to go to the kid's house who had a TV in their room. There were very few of them then. And there probably are now, too. But Andy Lax was this one kid. His mother was just like, whatever you want, whatever you want.
So like, she was appropriately lax.
She was appropriately so. Yeah. Although I don't think that was her last name. But anyway, so Channel J was the channel that had Midnight Blue and Interludes After Midnight, which was all you had to watch, and it was the most exciting. So everyone wanted to sleep over at Andy Lack's house at that time.
Guys, so funny. My parents wouldn't allow cable because one Turkish family had HBO. And they saw the younger kids saw, I don't know, he was 6 or 7 or whatever, saw a scene where two guys were kissing and him and his friend tried it, mm-hmm. right? It set the Turkish community on fire.
Wow.
Okay, and HBO was banned in every house except one. And we'd go over to their house New Year's Eve, and as all the parents were in the basement, we'd all go watch HBO upstairs. Yeah.
Which, by the way, didn't really deliver. You had to wait a long time.
I know, I know. Oh, but that house also had Playboy Channel.
Oh, see, that's, yeah.
So, and that delivered. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, what is this? This is really good.
But they want to get pregnant by you, Jake.
Anyway, so back to the present day. So it turns out this one was a short one, relatively short, like, I think a little over 2 hours, okay.
Oh yeah, it's a short one.
Yeah, and which is good and manageable. And I thought, good, I'll make calls, I'll do some emailing, they'll play with each other. And then, of course, since they're two boys, they immediately went ballistic. Mm-hmm. So they're throwing the football like crazy in the house. Right. They almost broke the TV. I'm like, wait. Let's switch away from football. Let's do something else, right? And then they went and started going on Wendy's bike. She has a stationary bike in the house, and kids on a high stationary bike, what's going to happen? One of them is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that it's my son so it's not, I don't look bad to the other.
Of course. Right? Yeah. Well, you definitely don't want to return a wounded child.
That's right. So it's just as I'm like, no, I'm getting up off the emails, like, no, get away from the bike, right? And lo and behold, Pro swings the thing and it hits the other kid in the ankle, right? And he goes and he runs away and I think he's crying. So I find him, and he is. He's in a different room, and he's crying.
Oh!
I'm like, okay, now this is a total debacle, and my parenting is going to be tested to the hilt. And luckily, I remembered a great thing that Wendy does. Mm-hmm. And you guys, if you got young kids, you got to remember this. The first thing she says you have to do in a situation like that is acknowledge their pain, which is exactly what we were taught. The opposite when we were younger. Spin on it. It's not a big deal. You'll be all right, right? So I'm like, oh, I got it. I'm like, hey, it hurts, doesn't it? He's like, yeah, it does. I'm like, oh, Wendy's a genius. Okay, and he's immediately disarmed, right? Mm-hmm. He went from a great injustice and I'm in pain to, yeah, it does hurt. I'm like, you know, let me see it. And I saw it and it was no big deal, a little red, right? Not even a bruise and stuff. So I was like, oh, I know that kind of stuff. I said, look, that'll hurt for a while, okay? And then in a little while, you'll forget that it's there, you know, normally. And tomorrow, if I ask you, hey, how's it doing? You'll be like, what ankle? Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, and he laughed a little bit, okay? 10 seconds later, and I'm like, all right, let's get sorries, okay? Pro's sorry to him, and he had done something. He says, sorry. I'm like, you guys all right? They're like, yeah. And then they, boom, they start running around the house again. And I was like, yes, that felt so good.
That is good, yeah. No, when you can avoid that. And that moment, though, where the kid's running away and in that room crying, you don't know what to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Then you're panic-stricken and like, oh, my God, what have I done?
And then what did you do when the pickup happened? It's like,
did I report that?
Yeah, did you report it?
Of course not.
Right, of course. Yeah. Well, but you could go with, I mean, you could go, oh, they were running around and wrestling.
I had the best time.
You know, they both probably got some bumps and bruises, but they had fun or whatever.
No, I didn't.
But I wouldn't do the bumps and bruises. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do the bumps and bruises.
No, no, I'm happy to talk it through with them because I'm kind of somewhat proud of it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's kind of awkward to bring it up. Like, it makes it bigger than it was because it went away in 30 seconds.
Right. It also depends on whether the mother or the father does the pickup.
Oh, it was the dad. Yeah, the dad did the pickup.
Yeah, so. Right.
Although, then I saw him this morning at school, the dad, and I thought he was slightly cold to me. I was like, oh, no, he knows. He knows. That's my first alone play date under my belt. I feel good about it. And the kids love it. No wonder now I don't know why I didn't think it through. Of course they're gonna want more as they go along.
Oh, that's right? all they want. It's constantly orchestrating this stuff. That's all it is.
Yeah, and so my neighbor who's a good friend, his daughter came over for 2 hours on Friday, but that was when I wasn't there, the nanny was there because they had the Cesar Chavez day. And he loved it and enjoys like dying for playdates already.
Yeah.
So we're the worst. I mean, Ben lives 7 minutes away. He has a daughter the same exact age as mine. They've seen each other like twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's always with her Skadden friends. So.
Okay, we're gonna fix that. Okay, I'm positive we are because at the end of the day, once the panic subsided and they settled into their iPads. Oh, I was emailing like crazy. Mm-hmm. I got like 17 emails out.
Great.
Yeah. And now when I could dump them off somewhere else, who isn't going to want to do that?
Right.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And turn it into a pickup. You know, hey, Dave, can you grab Owen after school?
That's a whole nother level. I'll have to work up to that level.
It's a great one because that cuts out also the drive and the wait and the go in and the pleasantries and everything. Dave's doing it today.
Dave, we got a play date in our future, whoever my future Dave is.
I'll have my Dave picked up.
All right, that's a little slice of life for you guys. All right, rock and roll. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.